Welcome to the Your Dream or Mind podcast, the place to be if you dream of living a life of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and most importantly, fun. I'm Laura Cruz, the Dream Transition Mentor, the creator of the unique six-step Dream Transition Method, which will take you from idle daydream to transitioning into your wildly successful freedom-based business. Listen to inspirational stories from women who have been brave enough to take the leap from corporate and now live the life they've always dreamed of. Women like you and me. They did it, I did it, and you can too. Grab a cuppa, find a cozy spot, then sit back and enjoy the episode. My guest today on the Your Dream or Mind podcast is Susie Flynn, a mindset and empowerment coach who I met through a money mindset community that we're both in. And I actually got to meet her in real life the other week, which was amazing. Susie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Laura. So great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I said you're a mindset and empowerment coach. Break that down for us. What does that actually mean?
Sure. So I'm really passionate about helping my clients really have that strong sense of belief in themselves, ditch their self-doubt and really increase their confidence. Because I believe that when we do have that confidence and self-belief, we can get rid of that or manage the internal negative voice, we show up in a much more empowered way and we get to create a ripple effect of change across the world. Because when we do our own internal work, we get to show up for our clients in a more powerful way. And that just keeps on giving, you know, you keep helping more and more people and just, yeah, absolutely raise the vibration of the planet. So I'm all about empowering, supporting and inspiring my clients to be their best self so they can, you know, attract more clients and help more people.
I love that notion of the ripple effect. I've not really not really thought of it in that way before, but I love that.
Mm. I think it's interesting because, like, if I can make a difference to one person and that one person can then make a difference to, I don't know, 10 people, and those 10 people make a difference to 10 people, it just increases and it creates a ripple. Like when you throw a stone in the water, it creates that ripple effect. And yeah, we just need to start with one person. That's all. It's just really that simple.
Yeah. And actually when you first start out in business, you kind of feel like you have to impact loads and loads of people at once or very quickly. Yeah. And actually starting with one, it's great. It's enough, right?
It is. And I think so often as entrepreneurs, we can be overly harsh on ourselves, that like we should be more, we should do this, we should do that, all of the shoulds. But when we bring it back down to the basics, when we impact one person's life, that person's life has been impacted. And in turn, they can then go and impact people in their life, whether it's their family, their clients, just the people around them, by helping that one person feel more confident, more empowered, more brave, more strong, more in a place of self-trust. They show up in a happier way. Just being happy with themselves means the other people in their life are going to feel the energy of that shifting vibration.
Yeah, I love that. So, Susie, how did you get to, like, where you are right now in your life? Like, what happened with your business? Where did it start? Tell us a bit about that.
I guess, as with most things, it starts from childhood. So my business has gone through different variations, but it got to where it is today as a result of my childhood. So just to give you and your audience an overview, I was bullied a lot as a child from the age of, my first memory was age 5, and then up to age 16. So 11 years, I was quite a sensitive child. I'm also an empath and a HSP, so I feel a lot more than others may. And also, I grew up in a family that was very loving, but I never heard my parents say to me or to my brother that they loved us, which I think I needed to hear. They said it to themselves all the time, but not to the children. My brother also had learning difficulties. So a lot of attention and focus was on him and his needs. And I think as a result of that, I create strong beliefs from the bullying, from my childhood experiences, that I'm not important, that I don't matter, that I'm insignificant. Now, of course, that's not true, but our subconscious mind will feed us those stories and play them on iTunes playlist on repeat, because it's easy. You just go into the filing system, you take out that belief and you press play on it. And I remember probably when I was about 15, 16, that kind of age, like mid to late teens, I really started to go inward. Like I didn't feel like I could talk to my parents. I felt that they had enough to deal with. So I took it all on myself. And then as I went into my early 20s, I had such a poor mindset. I thought I was stupid. I thought I was ugly. I didn't think I had any value to offer the world. I thought I was good at typing. That was it. I was good at typing. And then in my mid-20s, probably 25, I had a moment which changed my life. And it was so simple, but yet so profound. At that age, I'd very much put myself down, didn't value myself at all, didn't have the confidence, didn't have the self-esteem, and had very low self-worth. And I was in an Indian restaurant one evening with an ex-boyfriend at the time and a friend of ours. And I put myself down. And he said to me, such a firm way, like with passion, like really meant it. Why do you do that, Susie? Why do you always put yourself down? You're a beautiful, intelligent woman. And I remember, Laura, walking home that evening and thinking, wow, he really meant that. Maybe there's something in it. Like he was so passionate about what he was saying. And for me, that was my turning point. That was my turning point for starting to raise the awareness around who I was and the skills and the gifts that I could offer the world. And that's when my journey of self-development started. Started with an A-level in psychology, went on to do a degree. And then years later, I did a coaching diploma and trained as an EFT practitioner, matrix re-imprinting practitioner, NLP practitioner, and also a Reiki master. But that moment, that evening, set me on a path of discovery of like, maybe life can have a different perspective. Maybe, you know, this isn't my life. Maybe I can view myself differently. But it took me so long to like get to where I am now because I didn't have anyone supporting me at the time. And, you know, in the last 10 years or so since, you know, in the coaching world and in self-development, I've invested in coaches. So I'm really, really passionate about helping as many coaches and many of my clients, many people as possible to truly believe in themselves because I've been on that journey of having absolutely no faith in myself to be in, you know, an entrepreneur and business owner. If I can do it, anyone can. But it starts with that awareness of your internal thoughts, your view of yourself, and then starting to make that change to really, you know, step into who you are and that self-belief.
Do you ever wonder what would have happened if he'd not said that to you at that time?
You know, I haven't, Laura. No, no one's ever asked me that before. I think I would have carried on a lot longer. I think it would have taken me even longer. I might never have got onto this journey of entrepreneurship, may never have got onto a journey of discovering self-development. Maybe there would have been influences from other people, but that one came along at the right time. It jolted me out of that mindset that I was in. So I'm grateful. And I did see him a few years ago, sadly, at a friend's funeral. And I said to him, his name was Sean, and I said, do you remember saying this? He's like, I don't. But it's the kind of thing I would say. It was so interesting because he wasn't aware of the impact that it had on me. And he just, yes. It was a brief conversation. And I was like, you changed my life. So it was so powerful. And as a result of that, I want to change other people's lives and show them how amazing, powerful, and capable they are.
That's so interesting because I did a podcast interview. I interviewed somebody this morning and she said something to me. She's a friend of a friend. She said something to me at the very start of my, like, you know, when I first started thinking about working for myself, she said something to me, which changed me. And I told her about that this morning and she didn't know that. And she said, oh, well, you know, the thing is, you never know, well, to quote you, what the ripple effect is, right? You never know what you say that will resonate with somebody because it will be something different for everybody. So, and you may think you've said the same thing over and over again and nobody's got it. And then suddenly somebody will get it and it will help them.
And I think sometimes it's about timing. Sometimes you're not ready to hear it. You're not ready to be open to receive it. But then when you are and you hear it, it's like you've heard it for the first time, even though someone's probably said it to you several times. And something just clicks and something changes. And it's just such a beautiful when that does happen.
So you're ready for it, aren't you? But I guess it's, you know, that whole thing about your brain, your reticular activating system, which knows that, you know, which seeks things out, and then you're like, oh my god, there's so many. You know, that song is always playing on the radio, but it's not playing anymore than it was before, but you just notice it more.
Yeah, the RAS is fascinating. I always use it as an example of when I was a little kid with my brother, we'd go to Devon with our family for a summer holiday. And we'd play this game of spotting the red car and the blue car. And as soon as I had the red car, my brother had the blue car. And as soon as we started spotting the cars, they were everywhere. There was loads of red cars and loads of blue cars. But it wasn't because there was more red cars and blue cars on the motorway. It was simply because the RAS was filtering out what we wanted to focus on. And when we choose to focus on those good feeling thoughts, like we went to see Gabrielle Bernstein the other day, and she talks about the choose again method. Like when you notice that negative thought come in, like, you know, forgive yourself for having that thought and choose the next best feeling thought. Focus on what you desire, because it is possible for all of us. We just have to do some of the mindset work to make those shifts.
What do you like most then about working for yourself, Susie?
Various things. I love obviously the freedom, the flexibility that it gives me. I love that I can create a deeper impact. Before, I used to work as an assistant in London, and it was okay. I fell into it. It was kind of my dad was like, you've got 2 years extra education now to work. And I didn't know what I wanted to do at 16. And so I fell into this. But I just feel with the kind of work that I do, I get to create a much deeper impact. Like, you know, we're changing core level stuff. We're changing our subconscious beliefs. And when we change how we feel and believe about ourselves, it has such a powerful impact. As I say, it's that ripple effect. When we feel different, we have others feel different. So it's so, so powerful. So I love that. Mm-hmm. I just love that. I love seeing people's faces light up when they get that light bulb moment, or we've had some sessions and they're like, I feel completely different to how I did when I first started working with you. So just seeing the transformation in my clients, seeing them step into who they are meant to be is just so, so powerful. And just making such a deeper transformation. As someone that's an empath and a HSP, I'm not very good at surface level task-oriented stuff. I love being around people and connecting and just creating that impact and seeing the shift in the energy with the client as they, you know, get those aha moments like I did when I was 25 when I had that conversation in that Indian restaurant.
So I'll just explain, because that's the second time you've referenced it, just if somebody's listening and doesn't know what it is, explain what HSP is.
HSP is a highly sensitive person. So they can be very sensitive to noise. I'm definitely very sensitive to noise. So I feel like it affects my autonomic nervous system. If like an ambulance or a police car goes past, I like literally hold my breath. You can be quite creative. I'm just trying to think some of the other aspects of HSP. And being an empath as well, you feel emotions a lot more. So you feel on a much deeper level. And you pick up other people's energy as well.
Positive and negative energy.
Yeah. So I'm not always great with crowds. I don't like being in crowded places for too long. It's too overwhelming. It's a sensory overload for me. Like if I'm in a noisy environment with lots of kids or background noise or whatever it may be, it's sensory overload for me. So I wouldn't say I'm an extrovert or an introvert. I'm probably more the middle one, the ambivert, but I need time to recharge because it's too much sensory information coming in and it feels like an overload for me.
I've never heard that term before. What did you say, ambivert?
Ambivert, yeah. It's the middle bit in between an extrovert and an introvert. So an ambivert. So think of it like this. An extrovert is someone where they wake up and they have no coins, okay? And then throughout the day, they interact with people. And each time they interact, have a social interaction, they get another coin, and they got all these coins at the end of the day. Whereas an introvert will start with loads of coins, and then as they interact with lots of people, their energy, the coins, will start to disappear. And ambivert just sits in the middle. They like that social interaction, but they like to have that middle range. So I like to socialise, be out, but I like to balance, of the two, I would say.
I reckon I'm an ambivert then. I'm like that too.
Yeah, Google it, have a look.
Interesting. So you said like your business has kind of changed as you've gone along and you know, thinking about where you are right now, how do you know that you're on the right path?
It's a good question. I remember when I changed my niche last year and I was so nervous because I thought, oh my God, what if it doesn't work? All the fears came in. And previously my niche was helping assistants, because that's what I used to do, set up a virtual assistant business as a mindset and business coach. So I helped them with the business side, but a lot of it was the mindset. And there was just, it's hard to explain, but there was just this feeling inside of me, this nagging feeling, like this whispering that was like, something needs to change. And I was like, but what is it? I love the business side and, you know, I don't want to do so much of this and I want to do more of this. And it just, it was like this whispering, this intuition that just kept on coming in. And, you know, over time I was like, right, I need to make a change. And I thought about my own journey, like where I've been on, what, you know, if I got to stand on stage and speak for 2 hours, what would I want to speak about? I want to speak about empowerment, confidence, self-belief, self-doubt, mindset, and the subconscious mind, how powerful we are. And I realized that, yes, I can still do the business stuff, but I can do that in a way that I'm building a business, I'm in business communities. And knowing the journey that I've gone on and the struggle I've had, I don't want anyone to struggle like that. I don't want anyone to struggle like that. So I know this is right for me because it just completely lights me up. And when I start sharing with my friends that are shifting, they're like, I've never seen you so lit up. I've never seen you so happy. And I feel alive. I feel in alignment. So if you're spiritual, maybe you know what that means, but it just feels right. It's a feeling, you know, and it will evolve. My business will evolve. It has evolved. It will evolve. Yeah. And that's fine, but it just feels right. I'm stepping more into my spirituality, and it just feels good. It feels right. That's the only way I can describe it.
I think if somebody was listening and they're not used to tuning into themselves, or perhaps trusting their instincts, or trusting their, you know, their feeling, or their, you know, their gut brain, whatever you want to call it, I think they might find that hard, because I think if you are somebody who needs like a definitive answer, do you know what I mean, it's like that, you've got to kind of tune into you and who you are and what you want to do and what makes you happy, what makes you feel fulfilled, what lights you up.
And I think sometimes like the fear gets in the way, which it did for me for a long time. It was over a year before I'd changed my niche, and I'm so glad that I have, because I feel a lot happier. But it's a lot about trust. It's about trusting yourself and trust that, you know, you're making the right decision, and, you know, some things will work, some things won't, and you'll figure it out. As a business owner, it's an experiment, isn't it? You figure it out. What didn't work? What do I need to change next time? And you just keep tweaking until it goes to, you know, where it needs to be. But it's about listening, I guess, to, you know, the inner voice you've got. And I'm used to doing that. I'm very intuitive. But if you're not used to doing that, there are more practical things that you can do, like, you know, write out your thoughts, journal it, you know, write down the things that you enjoy doing, the things that you don't enjoy doing. And a good book to read is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. He talks about your zone of genius and your zone of excellence. So when I was an assistant, that was fine. That was my zone of excellence. I could do it. I was good at it. But it wasn't something that just lit me up. It wasn't something just automatically came to me. And I think it can be a challenge just trying to find your purpose, trying to find your niche in your business, because you're subconsciously just do it naturally and you don't think about it. So that's why it's good to get it out of your head and journal it. Speak to friends and family. Like, what do I really excel at? What am I really good at? And just getting that different perspective will really help you see where your strengths are and what you're passionate about. And I remember having this coaching call with a client years ago, and she was struggling with the direction of her career and her business. We had an hour together, and she left me a testimonial, and she said, I was so amazed at what we covered in an hour. I realized there's so many things that I want to do and can do that I'd never even considered. It's just breaking it down. And, you know, normally I do that in a coaching session with a client, if that's, you know, the support they needed. It's a bit of digging deeper, doesn't it?
So what does life look like for you right now? Like, what's,
you know, if you think forward to this year, what does it look like? What's coming up? What's your goal for your business?
Well, currently I'm thinking forward to Sunday because I'm off to Barcelona, as you know, for a few days, for some summer sunshine. So I am very looking forward to that. Laura looks jealous.
Very jealous. it's like frosty, and I nearly fell over this morning. It's so icy.
Oh, bless you. It is really cold in the UK. Yeah. So there's different things I'm looking to launch in my business. I want to get more clarity on, you know, the different offerings I'm putting out. I've got an Empower Hour. I've got an Empowerment Bundle, which is like a low ticket offer. But I really want to bring in more of my different modalities. I really want to work with the clients, the coaches that are really ready to take their business to the next level. But I want to focus on helping my clients. Hold on a sec, my earpiece has just dropped out. I want to heal the past to create the future. That's my strapline. And people may not know what that means, because we have to have the awareness that our subconscious, which runs 95% of what we do every day, is running the show. So we have patterns, we have beliefs which are running on repeat. And these beliefs, these patterns, stem from our preconscious years up to the age of about 6 or 7. Which is when we form our beliefs from our peers, our parents, our teachers, our siblings, extended family. And we create beliefs based on our experiences, some good, some bad. Yeah. And I want to do a lot more energy work in my business and help my clients heal their past, like heal their inner child, re-imprint the beliefs which are not serving them, and imprint new beliefs which will serve them. Because when we change our beliefs, we change how we feel, how we act, and then the results that we get, like event plus reaction equals outcome. But it has to start from within. And it's really about creating that awareness for my clients that, you know, that's the place to start. That's such a great place to start, starting from within. And that it can be a really gentle, loving, supportive process. And I'm doing my own work as well, because I know that if I want to help the clients, you know, I will always have things to work on for myself. So for me, it's more about bringing in my energy modalities, really bringing in the healing alongside the coaching, and just giving people that freedom in their head, in their body, in their emotions, in their feelings, to feel good and truly believe in themselves. Because when they do that, they're going to take such different actions, and together we're going to change the world. It's that ripple effect again. So yeah, I'm really excited.
That what you just said then about people having to make the change from within is really interesting, because I was doing a session with a client the other day, and I was saying that I have been going through some stuff like with my physical health, and then I was waiting for somebody to fix me, right? I was waiting for conventional medicine to say, this is the thing that's like wrong, or this is the thing that we can do, or this is the action we need to take to make you feel better. This is it. Mm-hmm. And then when I found out that I got the results of an MRI, when I had the results of that, they said, yeah, no, it's not what we thought it was. And actually, yeah, we kind of got to go back to the start. We don't really know what it is. And I realized that I'd been so focused on somebody else fixing me that I haven't done anything to make myself feel better, which is so, now is so bloody obvious. But at the time, I just was like, keep moaning about all my symptoms and going, oh, yeah. And then I remember walking with a friend, and she's like, well, what are you doing about it? I was like, well, yeah, I'm like nothing. Yeah. And then once I feel better, and actually it's like, I mean, we all do it, don't we? About like all sorts of different things in life, whether it's your health, you know, exercising, what you eat, you know, how you feel about yourself, your confidence. We all think that, oh, I wish somebody could come in and fix that. But we've got to recognize that we've got it within us.
We do have it within us. And it's so interesting you say that, because I've had some little health problems with my stomach. And, you know, I went to the doctors and I was like, I want them to fix me. And, you know, I'm very much sort of an action person. Like, okay, so if I'm learning about this, like, what's the solution, look for the solution? But I think it's the awareness piece. The awareness piece is so crucial in terms of self-development. If you're not aware or self-aware, then it's going to be difficult to create that change. And like you just explained, Laura, that when you're aware that you're expecting everyone else to fix you, and you weren't taking that responsibility of what can I do for myself, like having that awareness of like, what can I do to make myself feel better? What can I do to even just shift my thoughts from focusing on all the bad stuff to focusing on what does light me up? Like, what makes me happy? Is it my children? Is it my family? Is it animals? Is it reading a book? Is it meditation? Is it my spiritual connection? What is it? Because we do, as Gabrielle Bernstein says, we get to choose again. And it's a mindset thing. Like, it's constant. We have to keep reminding ourselves. I have reminders pop up on my phone four times a day, Google tasks, and it's got affirmations. And every time they come in, it just rewires another neuron in my brain, which over time rewires your thinking. And you start to shift from that lack mentality to the abundance mentality of what is possible, because so much is possible. And I just want to share this one quote before we wrap up. It's my favorite quote by Marianne Williamson. It's on my wall, so I'm just going to read it out to you. And it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. And for me, that's like a foundational piece of my business. Like, we are playing small because we've got outdated beliefs which we can change.
Yes. I love that quote. I've heard that. Who was it? Who said it?
Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Beautiful.
And there's all sorts of reasons why we do play small and we keep ourselves limited. But if we would just allow ourselves to even contemplate, many people don't even know that they could do something different. So it's having that initial idea. That's why I asked you about what the guy said to you in the Indian restaurant, because if he'd not said that to you, you might not have had, I think it would have come to you later on, but it might have been quite some time later before you came to that notion that, oh, there's more to me, there's more to life, there's more to everything.
Yeah, exactly. If you hadn't said it, I would have carried on, because that was my turning point. And it's crazy because he had no idea the impact that one little statement had on me and it changed my life. And it was so nice being able to see him. And he's like, yeah, that's something I probably would have said. And I was like, I'm sure it was you. I know it was you. And you changed my life. But yeah, it was a very, very profound moment. And I'm grateful for it. And I think we do have these profound moments if we, you know, we just need to listen, just be open for the wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah. So how would you help somebody to get started then? If they said, I really like to do that, Susie, but I don't know. How would you help them to get started?
First, book a calling with me, book a clarity calling with me. I want to find out more about who I'm working with, where they're at, what their goals are, their dreams and desires. Also, I want to make sure that we're the right fit for working together. And typically, I do one-to-one coaching. So we would, agree how we work together, and then just dive in really and explore their beliefs, like get clear on their goals, their ambitions, how they want to feel and what they want to change and what they want as a result of the coaching session. But I just use my coaching and healing modalities to get to the core, because we can mask the symptoms, but we need to heal. We need to heal the symptoms. We need to like really create that transformation. So I would do some sort of inner child work with them, heal the past and help them create the future that they desire and that they do deserve, because we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to create success in our life. And when we do that, we get to help more people. And that's the ripple effect.
Gorgeous. I'm going to be thinking about the ripple effect for the rest of the day. So where could my listeners find you, Susie?
So you can find me on my website, which is susiefinn.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram at Susie Finn Coach. And I have a Facebook page called Susie Finn Coaching. I've also just launched a entrepreneurial confidence quiz, which you can find on my website. It's the pop-up, so just fill that in. It will give you a score based on your self-esteem, your confidence, your motivation, and your mindset, and you'll get lots of free tips. And then if you want to find out more about working with me, you can just book a clarity call and we can have a chat.
Love it. Thank you. I'll pop all those links into the show notes. Thank you. And feel free to go on rippling for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I will be rippling. You too. You too. Let's ripple together.
Yeah. You have been listening to the Your Dream or Mine podcast with Laura Cruz. If you enjoyed it, could you do me a favour? Please leave a review and subscribe. This helps other listeners to find the podcast much more easily. If you're ready to create the confident mindset you'll need to start your transition into your own dream life, then come on over to the Dream Life Academy, a mindset coaching program and community all in one. It's absolutely the best place to be amongst other brilliant women who are creating and living their own dream lives and businesses. See you next time, my fellow dreamer.